This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched multiple development projects worth over 18,800 crore rupees spanning the road, power and industrial sectors in Surat. Addressing a public gathering on this occasion, Modi said these initiatives will drive growth and improve ease of living for the people. The Prime Minister expressed happiness that on the occasion of Environment Day, he is in Surat, which is one of the cleanest cities in the country. He said, "The world is gradually progressing towards a greener future and India is actively contributing to this transition." A total of over 70,000 applications have been received through the CBSE post-result grievance redressal process from class 12 students. This includes 7,314 applications for verification of marks and over 63,000 applications for re-evaluation. CBSE had opened the online portal for verification of issues observed in scanned copies of answer books and re-evaluation of answers on Tuesday. Governor Keti Parnaik participated in a plantation program at Raj Bhavan Itanagar today to mark World Environment Day. Committed to environmental conservation and sustainable living, the governor planted a sapling of Mahaneem within the Raj Bhavan premises. Interacting with Lok Bhavan and Forest Department officials, the governor emphasized that protecting nature is a collective responsibility and called upon every citizen to actively contribute towards increasing the state's green cover. He particularly stressed the need for extensive plantation drives in urban areas where rapid development often comes at the cost of natural vegetation. The governor suggested that for every tree felled, at least 10 saplings should be planted and nurtured to maintain ecological balance and safeguard the environment for future generations. Calling for greater public participation, the governor urged the people of Arunachal Pradesh to combine plantation efforts with cleanliness and environmental awareness drives. In observation of World Environment Day 2026, special Gram Sabhas were conducted across various administrative circles of Papampare district today. Following the directives issued by the Office of the District Panchayat Development Officer, UPA, Gram Sabhas were conducted in Mengyu, Bantadewa, Bad Ganga, Doimukh, Parang, Toru and Leporyang with active participation from Panchayat representatives, village elders, youths, women groups and members of the public. The initiative was undertaken in coordination with Panchayat functionaries at the village level with the objective of promoting environmental awareness and encouraging community participation in conservation activities. A meeting with representatives of all recognized political parties was held today in the chamber of the Deputy Electoral Officer, Upper Subansiri, to discuss the ongoing special intensive revision of the electoral rolls. During the meeting, the DEO provided a detailed representation on the special intensive revision process and elaborated on the timeline of the various activities scheduled under the revision program. The significance of maintaining an accurate, transparent, and inclusive electoral roll was highlighted with emphasis on the role of all stakeholders in ensuring the success of the exercise. The DEO urged representatives of all political parties to extend their full cooperation with the EROs and AEROs in carrying out the revision process effectively. Representatives of the Bharatiya Janata Party from various mandals, members of the Indian National Congress, as well as electoral registration officers, EROs, and assistant electoral registration officers, AEROs, attended the meeting. Lower Subansiri DC Olu Parme today commended a massive district-wide environmental initiative that saw over 5,000 saplings planted across five distinct forest ranges to mark World Environment Day. This year's celebration, held under the global theme inspired by nature for climate for our future, was spearheaded by the Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Hapoli Forest Division 0, under the leadership of Divisional Forest Officer Tiling Takar, with the Department of Animal Husbandry, Veterinary and Dairy Development, Lower Subansiri. The residents of Zero gathered in large numbers today for a high-level, high-priority Gram Sabha meeting dedicated entirely to solid waste management, SWM. That's all in today's news bulletin. Namaskar.